when most people think about repairing the foundation of a home or building log trails and bridges, the first sounds that come to mind are the roar of cement trucks and the time-saving whir of power tools. But if you're planning to do remodeling on wilderness lands, you'll have to think again. Motorized tools are not allowed. This means no chainsaws, no power drills, and no nail guns.
No cell phones, no nothing. It's quiet. You find yourself dazing off at things that I would never look at back home.
Kelly Pellet is the contractor heading renovations at Greentop Cabin, one of over 300 wilderness cabins in Alaska, and he says the best part of working on a project like this is stepping back in time.
And then you're stepping back and looking how he put these logs together. It wasn't like a book you just looked at, told you how to build a cabin, and just thought it up and started building it.
According to former Greentop resident and historian Jerry Dugan, the cabin was built around 1940 by Al Wright. The cabin stands about 20 yards up from the beach and is a two-story yellow cedar log structure that's 34 feet by 20. Inside, a behemoth rocking chair complete with leather backing and metal studs conjures images of frontiersmen smoking pipes while drying their long johns over the fire. Pellet feels the same nostalgia. His family grew up in the woods of Sitka, felling trees and hauling rocks from the beach to build his family home. Still, Pellet is more of a modern man. He champions ATVs and is a skilled carpenter that's more accustomed to heading to the local hardware store than foraging in the woods for building materials.
These people, back in the day, they had time. They didn't have TV. They weren't expecting to watch Super Bowl the next weekend. They were just working on projects, working in their gardens. So for them to go out and spend a day on a trail working on something that might make it easier for them to get to another portage was nothing to them. That was fun. That was exercising.
Out on the trail, a young and bearded Pete Martins looks like he's been doing some time traveling of his own. Dressed in traditional tin pants and suspenders, he has one side of a log tied to a tree and the other nestled into a sawbuck.
Different change of pace, pounding nails. It's fun. It's interesting.
Can you describe what you're holding to me?
The old timers called a misery whip, but it's an old handsaw. This one's a little over 4 feet. Then we got a 5-footer over there, a little bit longer, 5-footer. Then there's one hanging in the tree over there that two people use at one time.
After the logs are cut, they're backpacked back to the trail and laid into the ground before being secured with minerals and gravel from surrounding hillsides. Barth Hamburg is one of the trail's designers and says he studied old mining trails for inspiration.
Well, the detail for the corduroy that we're making this trail from actually came from an old mining trail that I saw up Lucky Chance, which is at the head of Silver Bay near Sitka. And that was built in, the 1890s, I think.
Designing with local materials in mind, he says, takes some creativity.
We can't do some things we can do other places. Like, we can't use helicopters. We don't really want to use treated boardwalk. So we're limited on materials and techniques, and sometimes that leads to actually more creative solutions.
Pellet and his crew know the limitations of wilderness construction all too well, but they also know its loopholes. Here's Barth Hamburg again.
Well, the Forest Service land starts at mean high tide. And so above mean high tide is actually in the wilderness. Below mean high tide is not in the wilderness. And so the Forest Service has no jurisdiction about what goes on below mean high tide. That's up to the state of Alaska.
Pellet says using modern tools below the tide line doesn't save much time. But just as the inhabitants of Greentop before him, he's not going to say no to a chance to use some newfangled technology.
Well, you can see the original part of the cabin, he used hand tools, but as the additions came on, the tools came out, they started using them.
The tide isn't the only convenience offered to Pellet and his crew. Lucky for him, float planes and motorboats are allowed in Alaskan wilderness for access reasons, making contact with the outside world and all its modern comforts just a little closer. Reporting from the wilderness of Jacobi Island, this is Lily Mahalik.